Task 2. Listen to Allison Teal speak about surfing around a lava flow. For questions 11 to 18, choose the best answer, A, B, or C, and transfer your answers to the answer sheet provided. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the options. Zero is the example.
Growing up in Hawaii, we didn't have a home at first, and we would literally sleep out on the lava rocks in our sleeping bags while we built our home. So the lava, to me, became my rock and my grounding. No matter where we came and traveled in the world, I'd always come home to the lava. So Pele is the fire goddess, the volcano goddess. You know, in ancient Hawaii and in modern day Hawaii, when you refer to the volcano, people say Madam Pele. And she is this powerful, revered, and very feared force there. And so when lava flows down, it is her flowing. It is her essence. I was contacted by photographer Perrin James and producer Asa Sugitan. They said, you know, we're going to go out to the volcano and you can swim and surf with it and be one with it. And this has been my dream forever. And I was shell-shocked at first that this would even be possible. But my biggest concern was that we went through all the correct cultural protocol. Because if Pele doesn't want you there, she will make it known. And so we did everything, talked to the elders, did all the correct blessings, the chants, the ceremonies. And I found myself on a boat going 5 to 6 hours through standing waves around the Big Island of Hawaii. We pulled around the corner and there were these 100-foot waterfalls of just molten lava pouring down the cliffs into the ocean. And my heart just like went into my head, my stomach into my heart, butterflies everywhere. And it was just magnificent. And I was like, wow. And we kind of all looked at each other like, holy cow. I'm an adventurer and I love, you know, danger and challenge, but you have to have a healthy level of fear. You don't want to just jump in and do something just to do it. So I said, okay, man, I need a sign. Should we be doing this? And all of a sudden, this beautiful double rainbow. One end comes into our boat and one end into the lava. Out of nowhere, as the sun is setting, it's not even raining. And I was like, oh, wow. Because in Hawaiian culture, to my understanding, they believe that the rainbow is the pathway for the gods to descend to the earth. And, you know, I got chicken skin all over and we looked at each other and said, okay, and hopped off the boat. And I paddled up to this sizzling, cracking, smoking, steaming, wondrous volcano of, you know, earth literally being born feet from me, just right there. They say that the ocean temperature where the volcano is flowing into the water is 156 degrees Fahrenheit, around, you know, 69 degrees Celsius, which, you know, I would be cooked if that was the case. But the waves were so kind of tumultuous that there was just swell of different temperatures mixing, so I was able to get up very, very close. And then I'd hit a hot spot and be like, whoa, Well, I paddled up and I was sitting there just in awe and thinking, you know, this is the most incredible experience, powerful experience of my life. And speaking of power, right then, this huge wave comes in, and the power of the wave combined with the lava shooting into the ocean just sent this huge rock spray up. And I see these like crystallized lava, you know, still hot molten flying at me, and I ducked underwater. And I came back up and whew, talk about invigorating and energy. And, you know, the fact that I wasn't hurt just goes to show how welcome we were. It was kind of, I felt almost graced by it. As I was paddling back away, you know, I sat there and I looked back and I thought, holy Toledo. Wow. Just taking a challenge in life can change your entire existence. And it doesn't mean you have to paddle up to, you know, an erupting, flowing volcano that could munch you in a minute, but just to step out and take a challenge and face your fears, because that's where like true transformation happens, and that's where you really learn like how to accomplish your dreams. And that just, wow, you know, nature is so inspiring. And if you can take a challenge to step out into nature, whether it's your backyard or climb a tree or, you know, do something for the planet, go pick up some plastic, it's so gratifying and inspiring that suddenly your dreams just start coming true.
Now listen again.
Growing up in Hawaii, we didn't have a home at first. And we would literally sleep out on the lava rocks in our sleeping bags while we built our home. So the lava to me became my rock and my grounding. No matter where we came and traveled in the world, I'd always come home to the lava. So Pele is the fire goddess, the volcano goddess. You know, in ancient Hawaii and in modern day Hawaii, when you refer to the volcano, people say Madam Pele. And she is this powerful, revered, and very feared force there. And so when lava flows down, it is her flowing. It is her essence. I was contacted by photographer Perrin James and producer Asa Sugitan. They said, you know, we're going to go out to the volcano and you can swim and surf with it and be one with it. And it's been my dream forever. And I was shell-shocked at first that this would even be possible. But my biggest concern was that we went through all the correct cultural protocol. Because if Pele doesn't want you there, she will make it known. And so we did everything, talked to the elders, did all the correct blessings, the chants, the ceremonies. And I found myself on a boat going 5 to 6 hours through standing waves around the Big Island of Hawaii. We pulled around the corner and there were these 100-foot waterfalls of just molten lava pouring down the cliffs into the ocean. And my heart just like went into my head, my stomach into my heart, butterflies everywhere. And it was just magnificent. And I was like, wow. And we kind of all looked at each other like, holy, holy cow. I'm an adventurer and I love, you know, danger and challenge, but you have to have a healthy level of fear. You don't want to just jump in and do something just to do it. So I said, okay, man, I need a sign. Should we be doing this? And all of a sudden, this beautiful double rainbow, one end comes into our boat and one end into the lava out of nowhere as the sun is setting. It's not even raining. And I was like, oh, wow. Because in Hawaiian culture, to my understanding, they believe that the rainbow is the pathway for the gods to descend to the earth. And, you know, I got chicken skin all over and we looked at each other and said, okay, and hopped off the boat. And I paddled up to this sizzling, cracking, smoking, steaming, wondrous volcano of, you know, earth literally being born feet from me, just right there. They say that the ocean temperature where the volcano is flowing into the water is 156 degrees Fahrenheit, around, you know, 69 degrees Celsius, which, you know, I would be cooked if that was the case. But the waves were so kind of tumultuous that there was just swell of different temperatures mixing. So I was able to get up very, very close. And then I'd hit a hot spot and be like, whoa! Well, I paddled up and I was sitting there just in awe and thinking, you know, this is the most incredible experience, powerful experience of my life. And speaking of power, right then, this huge wave comes in. And the power of the wave combined with the lava shooting into the ocean just sent this huge rock spray up. And I see these like crystallized lava, you know, still hot molten flying at me. And I ducked underwater and I came back up and talk about invigorating and energy. And, you know, the fact that I wasn't hurt just goes to show how welcome we were. It was kind of, I felt almost graced by it. As I was paddling back away, you know, I sat there and I looked back and I thought, holy Toledo. Just taking a challenge in life can change your entire existence. And it doesn't mean you have to paddle up to, you know, an erupting, flowing volcano that could munch you in a minute. But just to step out and take a challenge and face your fears, because that's where, like, true transformation happens. And that's where you really learn, like, how to accomplish your dreams. And that just, wow, you know, nature is so inspiring. And if you can take a challenge to step out into nature, whether it's your backyard or climb a tree or, you know, do something for the planet, go pick up some plastic, it's so gratifying and inspiring that suddenly your dreams just start coming true.